69, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Steifer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring Say Yes to Drugs by Folkface. And this band is not to be confused with Folk Faces, which is plural and all one word. I am featuring Folk Face, two words, singular, okay? And I found Folk Face through the Angry Mike open mic at the Angry Horse Brewery on Montebello. That is actually coming up this Monday if you were listening as the show comes out. Angry Mike, be there in Montebello at the Angry Horse, is on January 26th. So be there on Monday, the last Monday of every month. Anyways, so Folk Face featured a couple months back in 2025. And I was just like in awe of them. I loved this band. I got really excited because I thought they had stuff out. I looked them up and I saw Folk Faces and I was like, oh, this is them. And they're like, no, we don't have anything out. And I was like, damn it. So I followed them on Instagram. You can follow them, Folk Face Official. And I saw that they put out this EP and I jumped on top of it as soon as I possibly could. Because you guys know I try and curate and I don't like to reach out to bands too far in advance, but whatever. Anyways, so we are going to play a clip of Say Yes to Drugs by Folk Face, followed by a clip from the band. I got a clip, finally. So yeah, let's just play those things.
Rocco, get off.
This is Orion.
This is Reverend Cy.
And we're from the band Folk Face. We're here to talk to you about our song Say Yes to Drugs.
Our very own DARE campaign.
Now, I think the title on this one is pretty self-explanatory. This is a song about getting high when you're feeling down. Now, the Reverend here, he wrote most of the lyrics, so I'll let him tell you a little more about it.
It's just a little snapshot into a crazy night with our favorite paraphernalia. You know, something dark and jaunty, a real bar song, gets people to shut the fuck up and listen. Hope y'all like it.
Now, keep an eye out for our EP coming out called Burning Book Covers. Hopefully coming out somewhere around the end of February, maybe March.
It's hard to get a bunch of these motherfuckers into a studio at once. And if you want to see us play this song in person, we got a bunch of shows coming up in January. We are at the Britisher on the 10th, Britisher Lancaster on the 15th. We are at the venue in Riverside. That is just what the place is called. Then we got the Woodbridge in LA on the 17th, Saturday. Sassafras Saloon on the 24th, and ending the month off at the Good Night with our sister band, Larry the Cable Guy Backshots.
And that one will be on the 28th. Thank you very much.
So they sent this clip to me a while ago. So yeah, if you're listening as this comes out, you will be able to catch two of those shows that they mentioned. But yeah, that's why you should follow them on Instagram, Folkface Official. Highly recommend live. Okay, I'm so excited for that EP. I was really excited to hear these two songs recorded off their EP little demo, which is out now streaming. There was so many people there at the show, like at the Angry Horse when they featured. There was like so many members on stage. Like I had to ask, I was like, dude, how many like instrumentalists do you have in the band? So they said they are a 7-piece group right now, but there is always a chance they'll add more members, which is awesome. And they all play multiple instruments, and a song will generally have some mixture of banjo, guitar, upright bass, washboard, cajon, ukulele, mandolin, harmonica, saxophone, and violin. All instruments that I love, all good instruments. And you put them all together, that's amazing, right? So highly recommend catching them live at a show. See what instruments you get. Maybe you have like a little checklist of like every time you see them, you check off the instruments you saw them play with until you like see them with all of them, like all the instruments. If you know what I like, you know who this reminds me of, and I have to say it, it just reminds me of Amigo the Devil. I love anything with banjo, anything with resonator guitar, and anything with that dark tone. So yeah, this is very Amigo the Devil like, and also the Dead South. I mean, I love Amigo the Devil. The Dead South is like, yeah, whatever. But so I hope you will check out this band. Check out Say Yes to Drugs. I just loved the way he like yelled, "Smoke this joint with me," and then it like picks up. Oh, that was awesome, you guys. I love this little demo. I can't wait for more. Follow Folkface on Instagram. It's Folkface Official. Say Yes to Drugs will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. And I can also confirm that Folkface is a play on Fuckface. So yeah, Avi asked, like straight up asked, he's like, "Is that a play on Fuckface?" Like we went to talk to them after they featured, and they're like, yeah. Don't forget to check out the Angry Mic. It's coming up this Monday. Anyways, support this podcast. If you want to support this podcast, just tell a friend about it or give it a review on whatever you listen to it on. That really does help. If you're feeling really generous, you could buy my song Ode to Copy and Bailey on Bandcamp. I will use that money to support a small local coffee shop. Thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small band or artist. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.